Glory to God. God is a good God. He is so good. Praise you, Lord. Well, we've been talking about how to turn your faith loose for some time. Thank God. Talking about our confession, talking about speaking the word. Let's go over to Romans 10:10. Romans 8 through 10. 10, 8 through 10. Thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we just need to camp on things so that it really just gets down in us and resonates, and we get to where we need to. You know, that's how we learn in school. They don't come in and say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now go. Remember that. Remember what the alphabet is. No, they hear it over and over, and we learn songs to make it easier. You know? It's not bad to put things to music or rhythm or whatever. But you go over the same things over and over when you're learning things in school. And then you have review, and you learn, and you go over the same things, and the same things, and the same things. How many times did you go over the multiplication tables? Over, 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 to where you can just do it like this, right? It's not enough that 8 times 8 is, I know this one. No, 8 times 8, 64. I mean, you right today. When was the last time you guys went over the multiplication table? But you know it. Boom. Most of them are just like that. Why? Because you went over it and over it and over it. You know, that's the way spiritual things are. Why is it that we think we can hear something once and, well, I got it. I got it. Don't ever need to hear that again. No, we need to hear it. We need to get it ground into us. If I were to tell you that 2 plus 2, let's say this. If I went down to Best Buy or Walmart, they have it, and I bought a Hewlett-Packard scientific calculator. Len, you know what I'm talking about. You probably had one that does reverse Polish notation and whatever. You say AB plus, 1, 2 plus, and then it says 3. You may know what I'm talking about, too, instead of 1 plus 3 equals 2. Anyway, there are calculators. I bought a calculator in college, university. It cost me it was almost $300 for a calculator. I mean, a scientific calculator, graphing, could graph and all that stuff. You think, that's nuts now. I mean, you could get all kinds of stuff, but they still sell those, and I don't know how much they are now, but if I were to go buy one of those, and I said 2 plus 2 equals, and that thing popped up 5, I don't care how much I paid for it. I said, there's something wrong. I'm taking this thing back. This thing is bad. This is a piece of junk. This doesn't work. I don't care how many engineers worked on it. I don't need to know. I don't need to know what circuits are in it. If it popped up, 2 plus 2 equals 5, it's wrong. And you could argue with me. You could get whoever you wanted from whatever university in here and tell me, you're wrong. 2 plus 2, in this case, it equals 5, and I would not budge. You could talk to me all day, and sure, you too. Somebody tried to convince you 2 plus 2 equals 5. You would look at him and say, no, it equals 4. Are you sure? Yes. Are you positive? Yeah. You sure it's not 4.5? 3.5? You could prove it to me. You could get a couple of things here, two things and two things, and you could count them up, it equals 4. Could anybody convince you that it was something else than 4? No. Because you've been taught, it's gone over and over in your life, you've proven it, you've used it, you have, how much doubt do you have? Is there any doubt that 2 plus 2 equals 4? Any. If somebody told you, are you going to entertain anything that it really equals 5? No, you're not. That's the way we need to be with God. If you get to where you believe the word, Now think about this, because this is, I mean, natural things are not that much different than spiritual things in some aspects. If you believe in for healing, and you believe, you say, I believe, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. He took my infirmities. But something pops into your body, and you're doubting. Think about it. What, if it was 2 plus 2, you would be like, I don't care who said it. 4. And that's the way we need to get with God's Word, that I don't care what it looks like, healed. Yeah, but it look, I don't care. The Word says I'm healed. You can't convince me. Yeah, but it looks like you're dying. I don't care. 4. You can't knock it out of me. You can't beat it out of me. I believe it with everything I have. 0 doubt. 0. 0. None. In our heart. That we're just convinced of God's faithfulness. And why? How does that come? We go over a few things. We go over it and we build it into our heart to where we believe it. We believe it. We believe it. And we go over, rehearse it with, see, we've rehearsed some of those things over and over. If we'll go over when something does challenge our faith, if we'll go back and said, yeah, but God, rehearse what God has done for you. Don't focus on the things that you don't know. The devil will try to say, yeah, but what if this happens? Yeah, but what if this happens? What are you going to do? If you start focusing on that, you just get into confusion. He's trying to get you to focus on the things you don't know. What about focusing on the things we do know? Yeah, but I know Jesus died for me. I know that I'm saved. And I know back in 1993, he did this for me. And then there was 1996, and this happened. And then again in 96, this happened. And in 98, this happened. And he's done this, and we rehearse it, how God was faithful. And if you'll remember back and think back on your life, about since you've been walking with God, that He has been faithful to you, and faithful to you, and faithful to you, and rehearse that. And then not only that, that you can look in the Word and see how He was faithful and faithful and faithful and faithful and faithful. He has never let anyone down yet. And if we'll focus on that, that strengthens our faith, that builds our faith, that helps us, that'll quicken us. We're talking about letting our faith loose, how to turn your faith loose. When we speak it like we're doing, and we speak out what God is doing for us, and what Jesus has done for us, and who we are in Christ, and we boldly say that, something happens. It stirs up your inner man. It stirs up your spirit. It stirs you up. Just like if you start talking doubt and unbelief and start talking about how bad it is and how something isn't going to happen and why, what happens if this happens, and you start voicing those things, that just tears down your inner man. But if we'll just speak the truth and speak out what He has said and what He has promised, that turns our faith loose, that stirs our inner man up, and that just encourages us. Romans 10, 8. It says, but what does it say? The Word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made until salvation. There is no faith without confession. There is no faith without confession. What you believe is going to come out. Turn over to, real quick, hold your finger in Romans and turn over to Luke 6, verse 45. Luke 6, verse 45. Tell me how faith comes. How does faith come? Romans 10:17. How does faith come? When you say something out of your mouth that is of the Word of God, do you hear it? So when you're saying it, your faith is being quickened. It's growing. Your faith is being turned loose, is growing when you are saying what God has done for you. Luke 6:45. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Out of the abundance. What you believe and where your faith is, positive or negative, will come out. So if we make a determination to speak what God says, we will, even if you don't feel like, even if my heart is not full of that, well, you start speaking it. If you start speaking it, you're going to hear it. If you hear it, it's going to build your faith. If your faith is being built up, it's going to be easier to speak it. And when you speak it, you're going to hear it. And when you hear it, your faith is going to grow, and your heart's going to get more full of that. And so then it's going to be easier to speak it. And then when you speak it, you're going to hear it. And when you hear it, your faith is going to grow. And pretty soon, your heart is so full of this that it's just running over. You're not having to crank it up anymore. You are just full of it. Do you know when people are full of fear? You don't have to go prod them and said, now, start whining and complaining and tell me how bad it's going to be. It just spills out. You can't get them to shut up. And when people are really full of fear, that's how you have, you know, mass confusion and people getting trampled. You know, some of these sporting events, soccer games, people get trampled to where they're pressed up against the fence. People are not thinking. They're afraid. Something's going to happen. They're yelling. They're trying to get, all they're thinking about is what's going to happen to me. People die that way. You don't have to tell those people now, all that fear that's inside of you, let it out. No, these people, it's all they can do to hold themselves together. Just beside themselves. That's the abundance of the heart, speaking. And so many times, you know, I got to say the right thing. That's, yes, we should say the right thing. We need to say the right thing, but it should be a clue when it's that hard to say the right thing. The problem is we don't have enough in the tank. And listen to this. So many times, Brother Hagin, God told Brother Hagin, my people are not missing it primarily in their believing. They're missing it in their saying. Now listen to me. When your tank's low, sometimes we think, I just got to get in the Word. Getting in the Word's good. But if all you do is just read the Word and you don't start letting it come out your mouth, it will not do for you what it needs to do. It needs to come out your mouth. You need to declare it. Because you give somebody authority with your words. Do you hear me? You are declaring something in your life when it comes out of your mouth. Don't think, oh, I believe. I believe. That's enough. Let's turn over to Mark 11. 24. I know we've turned to these verses a lot, but we're getting more revelation. This is such a principle. There is a reason the enemy has fought this and made fun of it. And people say, blab it, grab it, name it, claim it. And they make fun of it. There's a reason. It's because there is an authority that we have, and when we speak it, if we speak the Word, we are giving God the right to move in our life. When we speak what the enemy wants to, we're giving him place in our life. And if the enemy can tell you that's stupid, don't speak the Word like that, and get you to shut up, then he's cut off an avenue for us to have what we're supposed to have in God. And so he'll say, well, it doesn't really matter if you say it. Anybody ever heard that before? It doesn't really matter. It's you believing. I mean, saying it, yes, it's good, but it's really just about you believing. That's not true. You need, because how, we'll get to that in a minute, but how do you get born again? I know we've rehearsed it, but how do we get born again? We say it. We'll go back over to Romans in a minute. But Mark 11, 23, are you there? Verse 22 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says.'" For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. The word, and then in the 24th verse, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." We need to say the word. You can receive by believing you receive, by praying, or you can say it. There's different situations, but by saying it, you are cementing your faith. You are declaring what is going to happen in your life. You are declaring the truth. You are saying, this is what God says, and this is what is going to happen in my life. Thank God. One thing I wanted to show you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I wanted to read this to you. The word confess, the Greek word, has the connotation of a binding public declaration by which a legal relation is contractually established. I'll read that to you again. A binding public declaration. This is what it means to confess, that word. A binding public declaration by which a legal relation is contractually established. When you declare things out of your mouth, you are declaring, you are making a contract and binding and saying, this is what will happen. This is who has authority in my life. When you say God, and you agree with Him, you are giving Him authority in your life to do what He needs to do, what He would wants to do, what He desires to do. And when we, on the flip side, when we start speaking what the enemy is speaking to us, and we start saying evil things and start declaring what he's been doing to us. And I just, you know, I've just been so sick and just, I've just been so afraid and I just don't know what I'm going to do. You are growing. It's getting darker when you're saying that. You're giving him authority. You're saying that he's big. He's big. I don't know. He's just keeping me here. He's just keeping me here. I just don't know why I can't get out. I don't know why I can't get further. I just don't know why it's like this, but it is like this. What are you doing? What we just read, you're contractually saying, and it's going to stay like that. But if we'll say, doesn't look like anything, but we say anyway, God says, and we say what God says concerning our problem, what are we saying? We're saying God, what he says is going to go. And these things have to change regardless of what I see or feel. God says this. And so contractually, I'm declaring in my life that God's word is what's going to stand. I'm declaring, I'm publicly saying, this is what is going to happen. And when I hear that, my heart leaps at that. Have you noticed that? That's not just psychology or anything. When we speak the word, whether it's preaching or when, you'll just if things are going bad, but you just say, I'm going to make it through. I'm going to make it through. God is with me. God is bringing me out. I'm getting stronger. Something inside of you is jumping. You notice something is different? Even when we'll speak, sometimes we'll speak something in a service and say, God's here. God's with me. Do you feel inside something is jumping? Something is rising up in you? That's your spirit. That your spirit is jumping up and saying, that's right. That's what your spirit is. We are what we've talked about this, but we're not conscious like we should be. When we are hearing that, we're getting into the spirit. What does that mean? We're more conscious of the spirit. See, I'm going to read you a statement here. Brother Hagin said, talked about this. God told him. He said, the Lord once said to me, he said, so many have barely touched the spiritual realm. Yea, ye enter into it briefly in being filled with the Spirit and speaking with tongues. Why not enter on into it? Yes, go on out even into the deep things of mine, for surely your every desire shall be granted and the fullness of God shall be yours to enjoy. We're not natural beings. We're supernatural. We are not of this natural realm. When we start speaking and believing in our heart, we start tapping into the supernatural, into the spirit realm, which is what we're of. That's why when you start speaking the word, something in you is jumping, even if you've held it down, even if you haven't been yielding to it. You'll notice when you speak the word, something in you is rising and saying, that's right, yeah, that's right. And if you squash it, that's why when something is pressing you and you start yielding to the wrong thing, that it's just like something descends on you, darkness. Because you're yielding to the enemy and you're basically locking that spirit man away. You're yielding to this mind and intellectual realm. But right now, even, when we're speaking the word and the word is being quickened, you're in the spirit right now more than you realize. Sometimes, have you noticed, things will be so clear when you're in the spirit. God is quickening things to you. You can see spiritual things so easily. You're in the spirit more than you realize. What does that mean? You're in tune with spiritual things more than you are natural. And then sometimes if stuff is pressing on you, if symptoms are pressing on you, if mind things are pressing on you, if stresses are trying to push, it can block out the spirit. And you start to think, this is all there is. Because your spirit, it seems like that's distant. What happens, though, when you start speaking in the face of seemingly circumstances that contradict? When you start speaking the word, what are you doing? You're tapping into faith, to spiritual realm. You start yielding to your spirit. That's why your inner man is jumping. Because now you're tapping back into the spiritual realm, which is where we ought to live. That's why when we're quick, when we're saying something, you're tapping in, you're yielding to the Spirit of God, that power goes out, you hear it, your faith is rising. You're starting to declare. You're starting to contractually declare things that are binding. You're starting to say, no, this is what's happening. No, God is moving. No, God is working with me. No, God is helping me. When you do that, you are yielding to the Spirit of God. And faith rises in you. Faith comes up in you. Your destiny has just gone up when you start saying that. Your confession caps where you can go. If you say, I can't do it, you can't do it. You've already cut yourself out because you won't try. You've already said it's impossible. You said, I can't ever make it there. You say, there's no way. But when we say, no, 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 God says, all of a sudden, your horizon just went up. Because it's only limited by God at that point. It's only limited by the power of God. Whenever you're, even right where I'm saying this, right now, there might be something in your way right now. But while I'm saying this, if you start saying, no, God's in me, God is my God, God is not limited. He's not limited by anything that we're seeing right now. When you start saying that, faith is rising and your horizon is going up above. It'd be like right now, if there's something standing in your way and you can't see around it, if you just keep saying, I just don't see how, it just lowers your horizon. You just keep getting lower, and that thing keeps getting bigger. But when you start speaking that God can do anything, He's with me, all of a sudden you're looking higher than that thing, and that thing is going down, and you're saying, God can do anything, and pretty soon you can just step right over that thing and go on. Hallelujah. God is bigger than anything we will face. And right when we're saying this, this is what we need to do, is declare consistently. When you're faced with some problem at work, the first thing you shouldn't say is, I don't know how to handle that. The first thing you say is, the Spirit of God is living inside of me, and I have wisdom. Lord, show me how to do this. The Lord is with me, and He's showing me, and I will figure this out. Just by you saying, I will figure this out, I'll get over it, I'll get past it, you start just raising your horizons. You start saying, it's going to be okay. I see myself past this. This isn't a big deal. And when you do that, you let God work, and all of a sudden you find yourself past that. And you look back, and I passed that. You just keep speaking, no, God, I just believe that your word's working in my life. I just believe that I'm past that. I don't know how, I don't see how, but I don't have to. My job is just to believe you and believe that your word's working and your word's true, and I'll let you take care of the doing. And as we do that, we find something melts away. And it goes away. And somebody said, well, that went into remission. Oh, that was just a coincidence. But it went out of the way. Well, when you're healed of something, it doesn't matter how it happens. It doesn't matter how things look. If you believe God, God can take care of stuff. Hallelujah. No, He can raise us up. He can bring us up as we believe Him and just speak. This affects our spirit man. This affects us. Our spiritual health, as we'll say it, and that you grow up, you get strength in your spirit man standing up and said, yes, that's true. That's what I believe. And pretty soon you're feeling good. And if we'll just stay there, we'll see ourselves attack and overcome and attack and overcome, because the Word of God says it. It will just keep going on and accomplishing great things in Him. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to read a couple statements. You will never... or faith never grows beyond your confession. Faith never grows beyond your confession. That means if you're thinking I can say these things, I'm not going to say what I really believe, I'm going to say these other things, your faith is capped with what you say. But when you start saying things that are higher, now your faith is growing higher. Now what God can do is getting higher, and you're not limited. God can do anything. God can do anything, but He's limited and bound by what we say. And so many, I want to read you another statement, you will never be a conqueror first and then believe you are one. And that's what so many people are waiting to happen. They're saying, and trust me, I mean, I know where we live, when you're working, when you're dealing with certain conditions in life, things are looking reality, it is so tempting. You want to say, when this changes, when I get the promotion, when somebody notices me, when I feel better, then I'll start acting like it. It doesn't work that way. We want to say, well, when I feel better, when I get past this, then I'm going to start acting like it. Nope. We need to declare and confess that we are a conqueror. You have to confess it first, and then you'll get there. The confessions of your faith will cause the desired realities in your life. The confession of your faith will cause the desired realities of your life, in your life. The Word of God states it. The Word of God says it. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Romans 10 and read that in closing. And just lay your eyes on this. We're going to get into some more things next week, I believe, unless we go a different way. But thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 8, Romans 10, 8 that we read, or let's go to 10, 9. See, this is the truth that we need to wrap our heart around, that we are saying unto what God has promised, and that this is real. This is the way we got born again. This is not optional. This is a law of faith, that we say it before we feel it, before we see it, that is how we got born again. That's what this word is saying. We may get into some other things next week, a little bit deeper along these lines, we'll see. But verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth, it does not say, if I just believe on Jesus. Notice that it does not say it. If the most important thing is that way, because the devil has hoodwinked people and think, well, I can just believe. But I don't really, all saying, that's fanaticism. That's not real. That's metaphysical. No, metaphysical people believe something different. They're not talking about the Word of God bringing into effect something. And so there's all kinds of slants the enemy has used to try to discourage people. Well, you don't really want to say that. Actually, what you say, that doesn't create anything in this world. Didn't Jesus speak to things? Yes, he did. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the waves. He spoke to a tree. He spoke to fevers. He spoke to sicknesses. Did he do that or not? Yes, he did. Is he our example? Is he a lunatic? Is he just a flake? Well, what is he doing speaking to a tree? Huh? If you were going to go up and talk to a tree? You think some people might say, well, you're weird. Well, Jesus did it. Jesus talked to a tree. Is he weird? No, he's our example. Is there something he told us, and then when we read in Mark, after he talked to the tree, he said, now you can do this. You ought to do it. And if you say to the mountain and you believe, it's going to obey you. How clear can you get? And he said, whosoever. He didn't say just you guys in the sound of my voice. He said, whoever does it. Whoever does it. God's stirring us up to start saying what we believe and letting it come out and boldly and expecting things to move as a result of it. And we believe, the more you really, if you just think, let's try it. No, it's when you believe what God said and you believe that you saying something has something to do with it happening. When you believe that, there's power coming out when you say it. Does somebody get born again and say, well, I don't know. I mean, he might be God. Jesus might have. I'll try it. You don't get born again. Well, repeat after me. We'll just get you born again. No, it doesn't work like that. The person has to, number one, believe in their heart. So saying Some people say, well, I said something and it didn't come to pass. It doesn't say you just said something. It says you got to believe. If we believe it, then we need to say it. We got to get it in our heart. But if you're just not convinced, start saying it and let yourself hear it, and so that it can come in and build yourself up so that you get full enough and you believe it and it's overflowing. Now you say it. At some point, there's going to be a punch to it that you're saying, boom, that's what's going to happen, and you fully believe it, and it's coming out of your mouth, and that's when it moves things. It doesn't move things by you just saying it, and it doesn't move things just by you believing it and not saying it. It's when you believe it and you let it out. You can click the gun without it being loaded and nothing's going to happen, and you can load it and not shoot it and nothing's going to happen. It's when you load it and you point it and you shoot it that something happens. Amen? Romans, the Spirit of God's quickening this. He is stirring us up. We need to. We some of us have just pointed the gun and not started capping, you know, shooting. And we just need to start shooting, and we need to start saying it. We just need to start believing Jesus did it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say it. And I'm not going to let my feelings get in the way of it. I'm going to start speaking what God said. I'm going to give Him place, and He's going to work. And watch, those things are going to move, because He said they're going to move. And they will move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm preaching myself happy. Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, you could put anything else in there. If it works for getting saved, that is the way, that's a spiritual law, that's the way you bring things into reality in this realm, is the same way. We may get into that a little more next week, but read this, just read this, and let this sit in your heart. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So one believes, it doesn't just have to be unto righteousness. It can be unto healing. It can be unto prosperity. And with the mouth confession is made unto these things. Hallelujah. We got to use our mouth. We need to run our mouth. We need to start speaking with our mouth. We need to turn our faith and let it go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I just think we're just getting into a few things. God is stirring us up, and we're getting into some things, and I believe, God willing, we'll do that, you know, go a little further next week. But I think God's brought us up to a level. I think we're full. I think we're at the point where what we can take tonight. Amen.